Education is a big part of the mission of many art museums. Visitors learn about various artists or about how they might look at a painting. The Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City does that too, but it's also trying out something a bit different for its youngest patrons. NPR's Jennifer Vanasco recently visited a new space there, the 81st Street Studio.
We are on the ground floor of the Met, one of the premier art museums in the world. And this space, it used to be a library. It was quiet. Not anymore.
One of the volunteers actually asked during one of our training sessions, what if there's noise? And Kate said, sort of looked at her and said, what if there's not noise?
Patty Brown is a volunteer here at the 81st Street Studio. It's a thoughtful, newly designed place for kids 3 to 11 to drop in with their grown-ups. There's no admission cost. You don't have to make reservations. Before I visited, I was expecting something a lot different. Maybe a place set up like a classroom with quiet desks to do arts and crafts. That is not what this is.
Tap it once, lightly.
Brown is helping children at an interactive art table, one of seven stations around the studio. Kids scratch a picture on a wooden block, and then, like magic, the picture is copied onto the table. But it's not magic, of course.
The computer actually takes a photograph of the image. It'll repeat it, it'll flip it, it'll give you a surprise, which is multiple images in different colors.
It's technology. It's science. But isn't this an art museum?
The Met is a science institution.
Heidi Holder is the chair of education at the museum and has overseen this project. She points out that the museum has a department of scientific research that not only helps with conservation, but also investigates what objects are made of.
You can't just look at it and say it's made of clay. It kind of looks that way, but if it was made 500 years ago, you don't know what they mixed to make this substance.
The studio, she says, is a way for kids to explore the materials that art is created from.
So you're there, you're playing a game, but you're learning about the cellular structure of clay.
There's a lot to do. Kids play newly devised musical instruments. There are fragrant pillows to smell.
This one stinks.
Wood to touch.
You can go right up to it and kiss it.
And a screen wall that turns flat-looking pictures into objects that seem three-dimensional when you change how the shadows fall.
You're learning how does light work? What happens when you change the location of the light source?
There are also quiet spaces here. Reading nooks where the lights change when you sit inside. A nest-like space with pillows resembling rocks meant for cozy listening. Though the kids are tossing pillows at each other right now. Nearby is a building area with fabric coils that look like snakes and large cardboard tubes and white beanbags. That's where I meet Asher, six.
I'm making a big tower, and then I'm going to put the beanbags inside of the tower.
Wow. How many beanbags was that?
Maybe six?
Six beanbags?
Maybe.
Asher doesn't know that he's doing science, or art for that matter. He's just playing. Patty Brown, the volunteer, says, that's great. Most kids will play. But the Met hopes that some will ask questions. And when they do, the volunteers are ready to help them take the next step and go upstairs.
There's a field guide coming out with goggles and a magnifying glass and places to go to connect what you did here with things in the museum. So it's not just a place to throw rock pillows.
Jennifer Vanasco, NPR News, New York.